We come to the final section in Ephesians chapter 1, very end of chapter 1 from verses 19 to 23. And what this chapter tells us is about Jesus, the eternal Lord, or you could say Christ, the everlasting King. It tells us about him and who he is and his power and authority. So I'm just going to read verses 19 to 23. So you understand what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule, authority, power, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. He put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things for the assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So this is a very comprehensive short reading that tells us exactly who Jesus Christ is and the extent of his authority. The Lord Jesus exercises over us when he saved us. He exercises the exceeding greatness of his power toward us. That is what it took to save us from the bonds and the slavery of sin. And those who come to him have been set free through the greatness of this power. And that power is the same working strength that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So when Jesus died for our sins, the most amazing, powerful act that has ever happened was that he raised himself from the dead. And he was raised by God to sit at God's right hand in heavenly places, in the heavenly kingdom. So here we have the Lord Jesus, who was once humbled, who humbled himself and took the form of a servant, was known as the man of sorrows, who did amazing acts of kindness and taught us amazing things of kindness which we rejected, and yet he was willing to die on a cross to save us. That is the exceeding greatness of his power. And the third day, that power brought Jesus back from the dead, and God has raised him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly kingdom. God says that the Lord Jesus sits there far above every rule, authority, power, dominion, or name that has ever been. Any king, any prime minister, any president, any ruler in this world that we think is so amazing are nothing compared to what the Lord Jesus exercises in the heavenly kingdom. And even the powers of darkness, Satan and his angels, they have no authority over Jesus at all. And he is the name that is raised above every name, not just in our kingdom of this world, our time and space, the time of this earth, but also in heaven, which is to come. Because one day the earth will pass away and the heavenly kingdom will be brought in. God says that he has put everything in subjection under his feet, and he has given him to be the head of all God's people. He is number one. Everybody, everything, every rule, authority and power are in subjection under the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan does not rule anything. The people in this world who think that they have power and authority, they are nothing compared to this Lord Jesus Christ. And his body, that is his people who are known by him and who've been saved by him, that he is the fullness of him who fills all in all. So we have a song that we put on every time we have Let's Him in our song loop, in our music loop. It says, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, because there is no one like him. There is no other authority above him. He is the bottom line and the top line. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the There is no one else like him. So if you are wise, you will seek him. You will seek to be part of his everlasting kingdom and to be part of his people. But of course, we are not wise. There are many who are foolish and they do not seek the Lord. They do not want the Lord. They think they want their own way. They think they can make it on their own, but they cannot. And God says to those people, you are lost. You are not just lost in this world, you are eternally lost. Because the only power, dominion, rule and authority is the Lord Jesus. And his name is above every name. And at his name, every knee will bow. There will those who will bow in love to serve him and to reign with him forever. And there will those who will bow the knee and will cower in terror, because they will realise that they were foolish and they're now going to pay for their own sins. So it is really important that we realise who Jesus is and exactly the power that he exerts over all things. We cannot see him. We can see the authorities of this world. Perhaps we're a bit afraid of them. They seem to be full of power. But they are nothing compared to the power of the Lord Jesus. So if you're a Christian, you can depend on him. You can trust him because of who he is. And he will bring you safely into the everlasting kingdom to be with his people and to rule with him forever.